All right, how many of you all saw that movie, The Birds, from way back in the day? I say from way back in the day. I know they have an updated version of that movie. Was that written by Alfred Hitchcock originally? The Birds, man, everywhere. Birds, birds in the chimney, birds in the cars, birds in the phone booth, birds all in the air, birds all in the house, birds, birds, birds. Well, what about those spiders? Any of you ever been bitten by a spider? Usually when you see a spider, how many do you see at one time, right there together? Normally about three or four? One? Yeah, how many spiders do you normally see together, right there with each other, when you do see a spider or more than one? Now that you're thinking about it, probably just one most of the time, unless maybe you see one spider with some baby spiders. I tell you what, it is interesting how all of that plays out. I mean, we see so many different things that can be taken for granted, like spiders. I'll be honest with you, until I was looking into this, it never really occurred to me that usually when I see spiders, I usually see one. It's not that often that I see four or five spiders. I may see, if I'm looking at a nest, I may see three or four or five or six bees of one kind or another circling around the bushes. I might see two or three bees. Ants. Not at all unusual to see quite a few of those together. But when it comes to spiders, usually when I see a spider, I see just that, a spider. Very rarely do I see, you know, what appear to be adult spiders together. Usually if I see more than one spider, it's because I'm seeing an adult spider, or I'll just say a big spider with some smaller spiders. So I'm assuming we probably have a mom spider, a mommy spider, or a daddy spider with some baby spiders. Well, it's not always like that, though. The average spider is so well equipped that, you know, it can be kind of easy to see why some people are terrified of spiders. Eight legs. Venomous fangs some of them have. How many eyes do some spiders have? How about one eye for each leg? Not that the eyes are on the legs, but eight legs, and for some spiders, eight eyes. Here's the thing, though. BBC's letting us know that really and truly, part of the reason that we often see only one spider at a time when we do see a spider is because quite a few spiders are solitary. Yep, it's just them, just that one spider. Well, Jason Goldman took a trek through Peru. And while he was traveling through the Peruvian Amazon jungle, he came face to face with a spider colony. And ladies and gentlemen, when we say a spider colony, we mean a colony to the tune of more than 1,000. Several thousand strong. Their funnel-shaped web arched from tree to tree. Just one web shaped like a funnel. And it was arching from one tree to the next. And there were so many of the spiders in that web, couldn't even count them all. As he watched them kind of closely, he noticed that they were sort of acting like ants or bees, acting like a society. So they weren't just working with the web. They were really working together as a unit, as a community, if you will, a community of spiders. This particular spider or species of spider that he saw in the rainforest can construct some webs that are about 25 feet long and 5 feet wide. How many of you have ever been irritated because you were heading up the walkway at your home and you saw a web that looked like it must have been every bit of 2 or 3 feet in circumference as it stretched from your azaleas to the next closest tree. And basically almost tried to cut off your walkway. And you had to grab a stick, knock that web down. And I tell you, it really helps sometimes to go ahead and take care of the spider. Because we know, we just take down the web, very often that persistent spider will go ahead and put another web up in the same spot. I mean, in the same place. And you find yourself walking and talking, not really paying attention. You've forgotten all about the web you walked into yesterday. Now here it is a day later, and there's another web up. And you walk in there, and all that sticky stuff getting all in your hair. And you're wondering, well, how many spiders are in my head too? Go ahead and look for the spider, take care of the spider, and then take the web down. But we're talking, you know, like I say, maybe 2-3 feet in circumference. How about 25 feet in length and 5 feet in width? A web that size could contain as many as 50,000 individual spiders. Now, when you think about spiders, you know, we know that we're aware of the polar bear, the grizzly bear. We're aware of different types of bears. You know, not all bears are the exact same kind. You have different types of bears. You have different types of shark, different kinds of whales. How about when it comes to spiders? Would you believe there are about 45,000 described spider species on the planet? 45,000. And about 25 of them are social species. 45,000 described spider species. And while the details vary from species to species among the social spiders, many of their features are similar. For instance, there's a colony that contains adult males and females, as well as youngsters. But the majority of the spiders on the web are females. In the early 1980s, researchers found that males comprise only about 5% to 22% of any colony's populace. The communal spiders work together, though, to build, to maintain, and to clean their webs. They cooperate in capturing prey, and they dine together when they share a large feast. Now, how do you suppose the little baby spiders are fed? You know, we've seen lions, for example, catch some of their prey, and they'll take some back to the little ones and if the little ones just kind of gorge, if there's enough for them to gorge, but they eat something off the food that was caught for them. Some birds will go ahead and eat the food and then bring it back up and put it in the mouths of their little baby birds. Well, that's how the spiders do it, too. Often, the females will feed their offspring by vomiting up food for them. They'll even regurgitate food for juveniles, for children that are not their own. So they really work together for the youngest in the colony. Nearby colonies tend to be related to each other, but because new colonies form in one of two ways. Sometimes a large web is broken in half, whether that's by heavy rainfall or falling branches or even a falling monkey. So in its place, two smaller colonies are left behind. At other times, individual females will strike out on their own, setting up a new web. And eventually, other dispersing females will join that group, and perhaps ones who tried to set up their own webs but failed. And what they find is that survival is more likely in groups. Let me tell you some more about these spiders when I come back.